Lately, it seems like seed libraries are sprouting up all over Wyoming. At least four public libraries that usually lend books will soon lend seeds, too. You plant them at home, grow them, and when they produce seeds of their own, you return those seeds to the library for the next guy. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, Wyoming's seed library boom comes as some states have been cracking down on them.
Laramie gardener Amy Fluitt admits it. She's a bit of a hoarder.
I take up a huge amount of the space in my refrigerator with seeds. It's an embarrassment. And I hide them in the back so my family doesn't realize how much space it takes up.
She stores seeds in the fridge to trick them into thinking it's winter until she's ready to plant them.
So you just keep them cool and dry, and most of them will live for quite a long time. And then when you want to germinate them, that's when you start getting them moisture.
Today, Fluitt is getting ready to teach a seed-starting workshop at the grand opening of the High Plains Seed Library in Albany County, the first of its kind in Wyoming. Campbell, Goshen, and Sheridan are right behind. Fluitt says people think it's impossible to grow things in Wyoming's cold, arid climate, but
we can grow a lot of crops here, our cool season crops, that are hard to grow in hotter climates. We don't tend to have a lot of the disease problems that you have with the high humidity. We have a lot of great sunlight.
The biggest challenge is the short growing season, and that, Fluitt says, is where seed libraries come in. Jenny Thompson works on agriculture programs at the University of Wyoming and is co-teaching the workshop. She says plants grown from seeds collected in this climate are better adapted to survive in it.
Because whatever survived, the plants that survived and grew the best are the ones you're saving seeds from. So just over time, automatically, you're selecting for certain characteristics like cold hardiness or short season or long season or certain sized fruit.
I read an interesting story about a man in Siberia who had done this with watermelon.
That's librarian Cassandra Hunter. The High Plains Seed Library is her brainchild.
And he started out with these tiny, tiny watermelons, but after, I think it was 7 or 8 generations, he's growing kilo-size watermelon in Siberia, and it was all because of his seed-saving practices. So it is not an impossible dream to grow really great watermelon in Laramie.
To get all this going, Hunter took donations from seed companies, and volunteers repackaged them, minus trademark labels. She says once the community starts returning seeds, in a few years the library will be stocked with seeds adapted to high-altitude gardens. But Hank Uden with the Wyoming Department of Agriculture says there are rules.
A few states, to my understanding, have been restricting the seed libraries. Others, such as in Wyoming, we're okay with the seed library as long as it's done within the guidelines of the state laws and the Federal Seed Act.
He says states like Pennsylvania have shut down seed libraries unless they could prove every seed had not been trademarked by a company like Monsanto or Burpee that engineers seeds.
These companies expend billions of dollars towards developing seed varieties, and they like to trademark those, of course, those seed varieties with a name.
Uden says even in Wyoming, seed libraries can't use special plant names. He says a theoretical example might be heirloom tomato.
If someone was to propagate that same tomato and then take that seed from those tomatoes and then provide it into the seed library, they can no longer use the name of heirloom on that. It can only simply be referenced as tomato seed.
Uden says of all the new seed libraries in Wyoming, he's only heard from Albany County, and that worries him. He says they could inadvertently distribute invasive weed seeds. But librarian Hunter says she's been watching the struggles of libraries in other states and says Wyoming's rules aren't so bad.
That's probably one of the benefits of living in Wyoming is that it's a little, there's less bureaucracy in a way. We kind of have a little more freedom to maneuver around than some other states.
Another benefit of less red tape? Getting the seed library open in time for spring planting.
All right. Ready? Yeah. Seed library is open!
Hunter cuts the ribbon, and people start sorting through drawers of seed packets in an old card catalog cabinet. Gardener Dan Bremer already has a stack, mostly of hot peppers.
I gotta have one packet of jalapenos, one packet of habaneros, one packet of the paprika. Gotta get some herbs. I know my wife wants some flowers, some hollyhock.
And the great thing is, no due dates and no overdue fines. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.